The original 1280 WWTC with Ugly Dill in the afternoon. We got ourselves about 3.5 minutes past 2 o'clock. Johnny Cymbal, Mr. Bassman. I always have trouble singing along with that because, you know, you got to use a lot of lips and everything. Matter of fact, we got a listener on the phone. Hi, who's this today?
This is Tim along from St. Paul.
Tim from St. Paul, and you're having a serious problem today. The least I can do is help out. What is your problem?
Oh, I got the garage sale blues.
Oh, no. You mean you've went to one garage sale too many and spent all your money?
No. I'm having a garage sale when nobody's coming.
Well, let me tell you something, and I don't mean to break your heart and make you feel bad, but the garage sale days are Saturday and Sundays. Why are you having one during the week?
Oh, I thought I'd get a jump on everybody.
Okay. And what do you got for sale that's going to drag people over there? Give us some hot items.
Oh, some hot items? Yep. I got a movie camera, radio, a couch, a chair.
Yeah.
A lot of furniture, a lot of baby clothes.
Furniture and baby clothes.
Even a Christmas tree, believe it or not.
Oh, really? I just took my Christmas tree down a couple days ago.
Yeah, I put it up because of the shade.
Good man. By the way, to have all that furniture for sale and baby clothes, we wouldn't be going through a divorce, would we?
Oh, no.
Okay. I wouldn't want to start any rumors or scandals, you know.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking anyway.
You know, if nothing else, the wifey might want you to hang on to the baby clothes. You better check very carefully before you sell them.
Okay.
All right, where are you at over there in St. Paul? I'll give you a free plug.
Okay, free plug, 1343 East 7th Street, Johnson Parkway in East 7th.
Well, I wish you well on your garage sale, okay, guy?
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye. The original 1280 WWTC. We're going to have Scratch and Sniff Radio later on today. Remember, I told you that. Let's go to Loggins and Messina for the class of 1973 and My Music with Ugly Dill in the afternoon. Original 1280 WWTC Loggins and Messina.
This is the week to save on a quality late model car from Budget Car Sales.
Just listen.
6,000. That's 800-228-6000.
This Friday night, July 29th, is WWTC night at the Bel Ray Ballroom of the Rock and Hollywood's. Dance to your favorites from the 50s and 60s. We'll have prizes and contests and plenty of fun. Friday night at the Bel Ray Ballroom for WWTC night. The original 1280 WWTC with the Cordettes and Lollipop. Talk about one of the great classics in the 1950s. Robin Ward, it was her big hit in 63. Thanks for a wonderful summer on TC with Ugly Dill. The original 1280 WWTC. Having a big fight with the boy wonder here, Adam. We got some pictures of the guy here, and I'm trying to post them, and he's fighting over which ones we're going to post.
Sing me.
The Archies. Original 1280 WWTC Jingle Jangle for the Archies from the class of 1970. Good afternoon to the working class. And, you know, it's kind of interesting tonight if you're listening to Sweet Michael O'Shea. I brought into the boss here a picture of Sweet Michael O'Shea, and this is in front of a microphone, primping. Believe it or not, he's combing his hair, making himself look good to be on the radio. I don't believe it. The Mamas and the Papas from 66. Original 1280 with WWTC with Dell in the afternoon. Mamas and Papas, class of 1966. Well, you know, these days, Spanky McFarlane is touring to the Mamas and Papas. Now you're saying, well, who's Spanky McFarlane? Remember Spanky and our gang? That's who it is, Spanky McFarlane. And she got a voice. And I have an album at home where she sings, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? And it wouldn't be often I'd say this, but she absolutely devastates the version done by Barbie Streisand. I mean, Spanky McFarlane, probably one of the best female voices of the 60s and 70s in rock music. Doing all right now. The fortunes of the class of 1965. 94 degrees outside, but it is breezy. I love it. You've got your troubles here at the Golden Rock at Ugly Dill in the afternoon.
Oh, I've got mine. You've got your troubles. I've got mine.
Original 1280 WWTC Bedell in the afternoon, the Fortune 65. You've got your troubles. Oh, what a beautiful day outside. As a matter of fact, I haven't minded the evenings too much, except there's been no breeze, and, 8, 9, 10 mile an hour breezes. Got to do better than that. It's got to be blowing around a bit, and how much fun it is to kind of snuggle down in your pillow. I got my Garfield sheets and Garfield pillowcase on. Same. Adam Boy Wonder is drooling over those, and I kind of snuggle down in them and wait for the breezes to blow across through the windows, and boy, I tell you, is that great sleeping. But we have not had a lot of breezes. Haven't had any rain. It's disgusting. The Four Seasons from the class of 1966. Tell it to the rain on Golden Rock at Ugly Delany Afternoon.
You're crying.
Original 1280 WWTC with Ugly Dell here at the Golden Rock. How you doing this afternoon? Playing some music for the great working class out there. Everybody working their head to the bone, trying to earn a starving. Well, we're going to play one for Amy on such a great day as at 94 degrees. Linda Ronstadt, Heat Wave on TC. The original 1280 WWTC Heat Wave. Linda Ronstadt for the class of 1975. Boy, I tell you, we had a heat wave. It started, what, in May? Something like that? I don't know how to put this to everybody, but I just got my light bill. And I was on life support for 2.5 hours afterwards. It went into 3 digits. And I thought I was conserving. And
Scooter!
Oh, no, Scooter had nothing to do with it. I opened that light bill and took a look at it, and I thought they sent me the national debt. I mean, I had to do some serious checking. Usually my light bill runs about $28 a month. It went into 3 digits. I mean, you talk about having a chest pain. Here's Conway Twitty.
People see us everywhere. They think you're here.
The original 1280 WWTC, Conway Twitty. Gordon Jenkins' his real name, it's only make-believe. The Hollies from the class of 1967 at Ugly Dell pay you back with interest. The original 1280 WWTC with the Hollies pay you back with interest for 1967. Let's find out what's happening with traffic in the Twin Cities by going over to Metro Traffic Reports.
Good afternoon, Dale. This traffic update is brought to you by the Metropolitan Airports Commission. An accident working down near the Richfield area is on 35W southbound at 60th Street. State patrols there. They've also ordered an ambulance. There's some minor injuries occurred in that pileup down there. Look for some moderately heavy and heavy traffic. A stall partially blocking the left lane on 494 westbound at Highway 169 out in Eden Prairie. And a stall blocking 35W northbound on the ramp to go 494 westbound. Must be a hot one out there. Lots of stalls. Be careful as you're driving home this afternoon. Based on current conditions, the airport expects to run out of parking space in the Lindbergh terminal ramp today. If you need to drive and park overnight, use the Econo lot on 34th Avenue. I'm Jeff Zimmerman, Metro Traffic Control.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Now we go over to Mike Siegelman at Merrill Lynch to find out how our dollars are doing.
How are your dollars doing?
Mine have been up and down. I tell you, that thing with the gold caught me off guard. Lost a little, but I gained a little somewhere else.
I certainly hope you gained something somewhere else. Well, very good. Good afternoon. I'm going to wrap up this report with one of the famous lines of the past, and maybe this afternoon, 2 hours from now, we'll have another couple lines. I know that you could probably top me, but you'll see what I mean in a moment. This is Mike Sigelman for the original 1280 WWTC from Merrill Lynch, and currently the market's down about 18 points, down 18.31 at 2055 on the Dow, with current volume of 126 million shares, 467 advancing issues, 907 declining issues on the New York Stock Exchange. Utilities are off almost 0.2. Transportations are down 3.5 points. Long-term bonds are also down. Don't like the direction of both of these. Long-term bonds are down 0.2 points. Composite index of all New York stocks off 5.11, and the NASDAQ is down 0.93. And now, Dell, you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. How about here's Dell with Mounds of Sounds, or maybe the Raj of the Records, the Deacons of the Discs?
Well, I'm kind of trying to decide right now if I should grab my wax and make tracks.
Oh, in that case, let me wrap it up by saying, with stacks of wax in back of the racks, here's Dell, and this is Mike Sigelman for the original 1280 WWTC.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, you beboppers. It's time for you to do your thing this Friday night at the Bellray Ballroom. It's WWTC night with the Rockin' Hollywoods. The Rockin' Hollywoods, one of the top 50s and 60s bands in the Twin Cities, will play your favorites from the past. The Bellray Ballroom is air-conditioned and has 5,400 square feet of dance floor, so everyone can do a whole lot of shaking.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on.
Good old rock and roll is the name of the game with the Rockin' Hollywoods at the Bellray Ballroom on WWTC night. This Friday, the Bellray Ballroom, Highway 10 in Moundsview. Be there.
Super soda, so delicious.
So delicious.
Super soda, so delicious.
So much flavor.
Oh, 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 ah, 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 ah.
In every drop,
in every drip drop.
Super America.
Super soda,
super soda, so delicious.
Fruit to cola,
to cola.
Super soda.
No, it's not. Just another pop.
Super America.
There's new cola, classic cola, this cola and that cola, but is there a cola that really tastes like cola? It's Super Soda Cola. A cola so rich, so tangy, so cola, it just couldn't be anything else. Super Soda Cola, only at Super America. So delicious.
Super Soda, so delicious.
From the original 1280 WWTC, Paul Revere and the Raiders from the class of 1966. Oh, yeah, yeah, we're stepping out with Ugly Dell. The original 1280 WWTC, we're going to be out there stepping out. Paul Revere and the Raiders, talk about a song that really kind of picks it up and lays them down. Well, this one goes back to the class of 1974 in a golden rock by a group called Reunion. Life is rock, but the radio rolled me.
Beep, beep, bumble, and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel sing. They're playing our song.
The original 1280 WWTC Reunion 74, Life is a Rock, but the radio rolled me. Now, that's one of those songs that seem to fall through the cracks in the floor. Nobody ever plays it. It kind of disappears. And once in a while, it'll come back up in your memory, and it'll just drive you crazy again. It's kind of fun to see that back in here. And it happened to me the other day. There was a song that all of a sudden it was triggered in my mind, and I kept humming the melody and thinking about it. Finally dug through my record collection and found a copy of it and played it just to get it out of my mind. I know that happens to you every now and then. No, you say it doesn't? Oh, I guess I got a problem. Her name is Dusty Springfield. I only want to be with you. I am a little bit strange. From the class of 1963.
Don't matter what you do.
Original 1280 WWTC, Dusty Springfield from the class of 1963. Had an interesting night last night. Went out on a date. Yeah, she's a little upset with me. Well, she got my number off 1-976-UGLY. What does she expect? Let's go to 62 and Bobby Darin on the Golden Rock with Ugly Dell in the afternoon.
Every night.
The original 1280 WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul, a couple of minutes past 3, 94 degrees. It is kind of a blister out there. And now we're under water rationing, and the whole thing goes with it. And I had an interesting question. I was noticing all the water rationing, the restaurants are going to come back, and the water and everything. You know, a couple of years ago, we heard they were doing that out in San Francisco, and we kind of tisk. But now it's knocking on our door. But I didn't see anything mentioned about swimming pools. I wonder if they missed that. Maybe if you saw it in the news or something, you could let me know. And if they're going to be asking people not to fill swimming pools. Here's Diana. The original 1280 WWTC, Diana Ross Supreme, 65, Stop It, the Name of Love. Everybody out there working today, I know, is lip syncing to that, including the guys. Well, you know how it is. You pick up a stapler, use it for a microphone. It works great. Well, on the swimming pool, I think we've got some bad news. We just had a corporate memo and sent in. Our executive swimming pool here at the suites of WWTC is going to practice water conservation. And I was going to invite Jeff Zimmerman from Metro Traffic Control over tonight for a dip. But according to this, to conserve water, we can only go in up to our waist. I think that's kind of bad, don't you, Jeff?
I don't like that at all. I was looking forward to that.
But we got to do our part.
Yes, we do. I already have a brick in my toilet.
Ha 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 ha
What's so funny about that?
Do the traffic.
Okay, this traffic update is brought to you by the Metropolitan Airports Commission. An accident's working down on 35W southbound at 60th Street. State Patrol's on the scene. They'll have that cleared out in a few minutes, hopefully. Traffic is heavy backed up to the creek and beyond. 694 is now all open up in Shoreview in both directions between Rice Street and Lexington Avenue. It's moderate and moderately heavy at 50. Don't make me laugh at 55 miles per hour. Also, the Twins game is just ended, and you can expect a lot of heavy traffic on 35W, both leaving northbound and southbound downtown Minneapolis. Also, I-94 and Highway 12 should be getting a little bit heavier, heavier than normal for this time of the afternoon. Based on current conditions, the airport expects to run out of parking space in the Lindbergh Terminal ramp today. If you need to drive and park overnight, use the Econolot on 34th Avenue. It's one of those masonry ones in the tank. Come on.
No, that's all right, Jeff. We'll just continue on with radio.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
If we listen carefully, we can hear the ratings drop. Blood, Sweat, and Tears to 1969 and When I Die in a Golden Rock. 94 degrees out there. Hey, we all got to do our part to conserve water here in the Twin Cities.
In a world to carry on, to carry on.
Original 1280 WWTC, Blood, Sweat, and Tears in the class of 1969 and When I Die. This Friday night, July 29th, is WWTC night at the Bel Ray Ballroom of the Rock at Hollywood. Dance to your favorites from the 50s and 60s. We will have prizes and contests and plenty of fun Friday night at the Bel Ray Ballroom for WWTC night. Jack Scott, the class of 1958, on the original 1280 WWTC. Goodbye, Baby at Ugly Dell. The original 1280 WWTC, Jack Scott, and goodbye, baby. Jack Scott with a group called the Shantones. Last night, had dinner with a great guy. Matter of fact, a fascinating fellow by the name of Timothy D. Curry. You see him on television all the time. And we were sitting around talking about some great stories about rock and roll in the Twin Cities. And, of course, everybody knows the Rolling Stones came to Minnesota in late 64. And only probably 150, 200 people showed up out at Excelsior Danceland. And I went out there. I was interested in radio at the time, and a buddy and I went out there, and we got as far as the door. Number one, I would not pay to see the group. I would not do that. Number two, I didn't like the sound anyway because it was British, and they talked funny. So we left. We never went in. Well, Tim Kerr was telling me last night that he was not only out there, he was heavily involved in the music scene at the time, and took the Rolling Stones from Excelsior over to a drive-in there on Lexington and 7th Street. I think it's still there, but it's not a drive-in anymore. And how the Rolling Stones, when they left Excelsior Danceland Park, the kids out there egged the car. They didn't like him at all. I mean, they egged the car they were in. And they went down to the drive-in over in St. Paul, and Mick Jagger and a couple of the guys in the group wanted to order everything off the menu because they had never experienced American drive-in food, and had a fascinating talk with him last night. Maybe one of these days we'll drag him in and have a little talk with him about rock and roll in the Twin Cities. Of course, of great stories. Well, I know everybody out there is working hard today trying to earn that starving. The Vogues in the class of 66, 5 o'clock world on a Golden Rock, 95 degrees. Every morning just to keep up. WWTC, 5 o'clock world of the Vogues from 66. That's for the working class out there. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I saw a survey recently about why people leave their jobs. And did you know it's not money? That is not the reason people leave their jobs. It's because they are not happy with what they're doing. And it's not money at all that drives us. And another interesting thing I know from going from one extreme to another, you always think, well, if I made another dollar an hour, it'd make my life so much better, I can make my payments, or if I made another $30 a week. Now, let me tell you something, take it from a guy that's been there, no matter what your income is, I don't care if it's $5 an hour or $50 an hour, you will spend to the limit of your income. Yes, you will. That's right, things don't get better. The Five Stair Steps in the Golden Rock, Doug Liddell, 1970, Ooh, Child, here on TC. Original 1280 WWTC, the Five Stair Steps with QB for the class of 1970. Ooh, Child, for all the lovers in the audience today. As everybody's working so hard, for those of you that have to work outside, I want you to know my feelings are with you. It's a blister out there, 95 degrees. We've had worse. We've had very little better, I'll tell you that. And, of course, water conservation measures taking place all over the Twin Cities, and we expect everyone to do their part. Also, I don't want to see you out there at 3 o'clock in the morning watering your lawn or trying to wash your car at about 4:45 in the morning. No, no. And the city's serious. They said they'll shut off your water if you try that and get caught at it. So one thing about it, when it's across the board like that, everybody's lawn goes brown. I mean everybody. And, of course, some folks are lucky and have their own wells around the Twin Cities, but those of us that live in, like, the Minneapolis, got to live with it. And I tell you, I have fought so hard to save my lawn this summer, and the only thing to win was the weeds. Oh. For 1962, Tommy Rowe and Sheila right here in the Golden Rock at Ugly Dell in the afternoon. 25 past 3.
Sweet little
the original 1280 WWTC, Tommy Rowe, Sweet Little Sheila. Actually, that was the B-side. I was talking to Tommy Rowe when they done a New Prague, and he explained to me they recorded the other side, Save Your Kisses, was the A-side. This was the B-side. Somehow it got turned around. This became the hit. That's the record biz for you. As a matter of fact, the next one up, I used to play this one when I worked up in a radio station in Duluth. See, if you're up there, you call it Duluth. Up here, it's Duluth. You got to know the difference if you're going to survive in this state. Name of the group is Smith. Maybe It's You from the class of 1969.
My, touch my.
The original 1280 WWTC, the name of the group is Smith, and Baby It's You at 3:30. Baby It's You, what a song. Now, that was originally done by the Shirelles, if I'm not mistaken. And this Friday, is it going to be exciting around here at the Golden Rock? Listen to this. Between 2:30 and 3:30, I'll have a guest, Gail Brewer Giorgio. She's the author of the book that has caused such a sensation, Is Elvis Dead? She's going to be here a while, and if you've read the book, I tell you, it is interesting. But listen to this. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but my background is that as private investigator in law enforcement. I've got a kind of a private eye, a law enforcement background, did it for years, and if I got some questions for her, I mean, I don't know if she's ran into anybody in radio or television yet that's got a background in law enforcement and investigations, but I have some very interesting questions for her, and I'll give you a good example. She talks about a voice test they did and had a company verify that that was indeed Elvis's voice on a tape recording. Well, it's kind of interesting. I can't find the company they list as a source for the verification. I've called information. I've called people I know in the city. I can't find them. We'll be asking her about that and more. It's going to be interesting. Be here with me this Friday. It's going to be great radio on TC. Now we're going to do some stepping to the Temptations. Oh, I love the sound of that one. Let's do some stepping from the class of 1970. Original 1280, WWTC, The Temptations, 1970, Psychedelic Shack.